Okay, and we have Sister Sadiqa asking that she says that women normally have some discharges between their menstrual cycles, and she wants to know what is required for these women in order to purify themselves. Do they have to wash the place and repeat wudu at every discharge?
This is called a regular bleeding. The regular one is the monthly period or the monthly cycle or menses. So when a woman knows exactly when is it over and she would have the clear discharge after work, and she purifies herself and takes a shower, she can pray and fast. When she sees this discharge afterward, which is nothing like the regular period, we call this istihada, a regular bleeding. It doesn't stop a woman nor prevent her from praying, fasting, reading Quran, touching Quran, entering the masjid, or even having an intimate relationship with her spouse. But if she wants to pray, then it is required to perform wudu prior to every prayer once the time has entered, not before the adhan.
Okay.
And with this wudu, she can pray as many prayers as she wants. The fard and all the related nawafil and the extra supererogatory prayers. Now remains another very interesting thing, which is what about the clothes? If they have been moist or soiled with this irregular bleeding, it's impurity, so it has to be washed off. That's why wearing a pad in such condition is recommended, where you can just replace it and pray. Even if while praying you feel this charge is excreted, it is okay, because you're still in a state of tahara, conditioned purity, waiting until the time of the next prayer enters. Then you will have to perform a new ablution.